Tales of Mystery, written and narrated by David Wright. Story 1. Little Collectibles.
It began with a toy, something from her childhood that over the course of time had appreciated in value past the point of all reason. To put it bluntly, the nerdy little geek behind the counter wanted $100 for a Star Trek doll that cost $9.95 in 1974.
Are you crazy?
But it's Mr. Spock.
I don't care who it is. $100 is a lot of money.
Eleanor examined the shrink-wrapped package, weighing the object in her little hands. Not really. It's a rare collectible, only 5,000 ever made. And besides, I used to watch this show every day when I was a child. It brings back good memories. That has to be worth something. She gave Darren her most winning childlike grin, something that used to melt his heart like butter when they were first dating. But after 30 years of marriage, it only irritated him.
Do what you like, but I'm not paying for it. If you want it, you pay for it.
Eleanor studied Mr. Spock intently. He was sure she would drop it.
He was wrong.
I'll take it, she said eagerly, and the geek behind the counter grinned. This was the beginning of the end as far as Darren was concerned. Now that Eleanor had the Enterprise's most famous Vulcan science officer, she would not rest until she had the entire bridge crew, right down to the red-shirted security officer who was killed halfway through the first season. But her obsession didn't stop with Star Trek action figures. She soon expanded into other collectible toys as well. Sailor Moon dolls, wacky packages, The Simpsons Pogs, Aliens, and Predator figurines, many still in their original packaging. The bedroom became a cluttered warehouse of Santa's forgotten toys. After 3 months of this insanity, it was time for an intervention.
Honey, you know that I love you, but this has got to stop. You're out of control.
Eleanor took her husband's hand and looked into his eyes. She had the deepest brown eyes, like little pools of muddy water. But it makes me feel good, Darren. And ever since Mom died... She left the sentence unfinished, but her point was made. She dropped the dead mum card, and Darren would have to be a complete cad to push her after that. He squeezed her hand tenderly.
I know, dear, but it's just that your stuff is everywhere.
She glanced down at the piles of boxes in their shining plastic shrink wrap and sighed. You're right, dear. I'll try to do something about that. Her solution was not what Darren expected. By the time he came home from the lab the next evening, his living room had been transformed into a virtual museum of 20th century memorabilia. Gone were his grandmother's antique cupboards with their hand-embroidered lace doilies, the 100-year-old oak piano, and the 24-by-30-inch framed wedding photo. In their place stood four massive glass cases, like the ones used to display the crown jewels in the Tower of London, except there were no jewels in these cases, only toys.
What on earth is this?
The bedroom is yours, she declared enthusiastically. Darren shook his head in exasperation.
Not that, this.
He pointed to the living room. Oh, that? She said, dismissing the question with a derisive snort and a wave of her hand. I ordered some new furniture from IKEA to display my little collectibles. That's what she called them, her little collectibles. The salesman who thought up the slogan must have been a genius. Take an old toy that even a child won't play with anymore because it's too out of date, slap the words little collectible on the front of the package, and then charge 10 times the original price. Genius.
Look, honey, I appreciate all the work you put into this, but this isn't going to work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?